Thanks for tuning in to our weekly conversation. Scott Kegley here with linebacker Corey Lemonnier. And Corey, you just finished up your rookie season. How would you assess year one in the NFL now that you can kind of look back on it?
I mean, it's been great, you know, just learning from all these veteran guys and just getting far in the playoffs and coming close and just learning how basically to win, how to do everything right, bring all the intensity and, you know, basically working hard for a common goal.
Yeah, now you started things off really with a bang, got your first sack that was also a safety against the Arizona Cardinals.
Palmer takes the snap, looking middle, going to be sacked in the end zone, safety Corey Lemonnier.
What do you remember about that play and really that game too, because you had a forced fumble as well?
It was just, everything was going so fast when that sack came and just made a good play on the guy and got the play. But it was a real close game and that play really helped everything. The momentum went back in our side, so that's what I got from it.
Yeah, no, it's always a benefit for some of the younger guys to be able to learn from some of the veterans on the team. You get to play behind Alden Smith and Ahmad Brooks. What specifically did you learn from them in terms of technique or how to go about your business?
Just the intensity they bring. They never give up on plays. You know, that's what I learned from that.
Was it good to be able to be thrust into a starting role, you and Scooter rotating for Alden while he was out? How did that benefit your growth and your maturity as a player?
It definitely helped me a lot, basically throwing in the fire and starting role and all that. I just learned a lot from it. Now I just have to progress from there.
Yeah, and Patrick Willis, Navarro Bowman. What have you learned from those two guys?
Basically how to be a pro, because they're professionals, really. Just always, you know, ask questions, just do everything right and always bring that intensity. You know, that's what they're really good at.
And now, early March, you guys don't have to be here, Corey. Why'd you choose to stay around the facility?
I need to keep working and keep getting better. And there's a bunch of people out there that's working like what I'm doing right now. And, you know, just got to always be ahead of the game.
And now I know for linebackers making the transition in a 3-4, you have multiple responsibilities. You got to drop into pass coverage and you got to rush the passer. How much of a transition was that for you initially? And are you feeling more comfortable with that?
Oh, it was big from rookie minicamp all the way through the preseason and beginning of season. Just learning the drops and all that stuff was just hard because I've never done it before, really. Once I like finally got it, I got it. So it's going to be a lot easier this year.
Was there one moment during the year that you kind of, things started to click for you more than another?
Oh, yeah. I mean, of course, when I started playing, I think the first game was just me going out there and just trying to run as fast as I can. But then after that, it just kind of clicked. Seeing other guys, how they like win their battles and stuff. And that's basically football, just winning your battle, beating your man. So, yeah.
Last year at this time, you're training for your pro day. How much are you looking forward to just having an entire offseason to be here?
It's a relief because last year, you know, everything was about the combine days, you know, how fast you can run and all that. And now it's just football training, and it's been great so far.